felt myself that these are the certain products that is out there that people really can't live without. But the people that they're hurting the most is the ordinary 5-8 worker. A lot of these people depend on their cars to come into work. Some of them have to travel 30, 40 kilometres a day in and again back out. They're doing running with children and whatever else, in and out of school and whatever else. And they're the ones that's been crucified because they depend on their cars, and that's where the petrol and diesel comes into it. The other end of it that I came up with then was the likes of heating diesel, coal, and the likes of gas. And the reason that I have hit out against those as well, again, it's the ordinary worker that's really paying through the teeth for that. I feel myself, they have nobody to turn to because they're the very people that they're not entitled to fuel allowance or any other subsidies. So reality to it, the only one that it is geared towards is the hurt, is the ordinary working class person. There is no incentive for a working class person to get up out of their bed in the morning and go in and face a day's work and still be up to their eyes in debt. The likes of the government thinks, oh, it's all right, put a few bob, if a tax on the fossil fuel tax on the likes of petrol, diesel and all the likes of those things. But at the end of the day, those extra costs are hurting the ordinary 5-8, and they're the ones that's feeling it. The wages does not account for that, and every raise that goes in there, their wages is getting less and less and less. And as I said, they're the ones that are hurting the most, and the government keeps targeting the ordinary middle class hard worker all the time in relation to these increases, and it needs to stop. So what I have asked is that there be no more taxes on those specific items that I mentioned from the 1st of January 2026 until the housing crisis is lifted.
How likely do you think that's going to happen? And even if it did, the reality might be that, like, while they might not put a tax on that, they'll put it on something else.
There's a possibility that they'll put it on something else, and then we'll tackle that as something else. But the ordinary 5-8, the ordinary working class person out there that is hit the hardest, they're the ones that should be making more noise about this. They're going to get their time with future elections and whatever else and turn around and say, you know, what did you do for me when you were in power? You done nothing. You crippled me. You put me off the road with my car. You put the price of my heating fuel out through the roof. No subsidies from anybody. I could not give my children anything that they were entitled in life, the nice little niceties that children expect, because they had to put it into their car in order to come in and out to work.